WHCR 90.3 FM, New York.
Suck it now. Oh my goodness, New York City. You know what? Whenever you hear this record right here, you know something tempting is about to take place. Either in the love zone, on the love line, or maybe it's going to take place November the 19th up at the Hershey Lodge. And I've been telling you all about it, but guess what? The man himself, Mr. Papa Was a Rolling Stone, is on the love line. Dennis Ett with y'all from the Temptations. What's going on, D?
How you doing, Maurice? Man, you know what? It's going to be a great celebration for you, man. I didn't know you was going to be getting this award, man. You know, you deserve it. Lifetime Achievement Award.
Well, you know what? We're going to actually give it to you, man, because you're going to get that award that night, not me.
Oh, I thought you was going to get it, man. Anyway, it's going to be a great show, man. You know, Enchantment, oh, my God. I love that record. I haven't seen nothing like that O'Neal in such a long time. The Blue Notes, the Floaters.
Yes, yes, yes.
Solo, them boys can sing, man.
Yes, they can. And they're looking forward to meeting
Williams. You know, I have never met her. I always wanted to meet her, man. So, you know, it's going to be a great, great, great concert, man. Well, and it's a whole weekend, too, ain't it, man?
Yeah, it's a whole weekend. I mean, there's so much stuff going on there. And, you know, the thing about this event.
Party all weekend, you know?
Yeah, you like to party, man?
Well, you know, I party sometimes now. But back in the days, huh? Yeah, back in the day.
Well, hey, Dennis, man, first of all, on behalf of Voice Distributions and the Sessoms Group and WHCR, in honor of my 34th radio anniversary, we want to say thank you, man, for bringing your Temptations up there, baby.
And we're glad to be able to celebrate 34 years, a long time in the radio. And you know what, man? They don't have jocks like they used to have. You know, you're the last of a line of... You know, a long time ago, these young artists don't understand. When you get a record out, if the jocks didn't play your record, your record was dead.
That's right.
You know, we used to make hops together. We work with the jocks work with us. We go around and we have radio tours where we go to all the radio stations and all the regional areas. They don't do that no more, man. And you know, that's really, really missing in this business.
Yeah, man, those were the good old days, man.
Those were the good days. You know, you got a chance to meet with the local people, all the disc jockeys. And you know what, man? They just do not have jocks like you anymore. So,
wow.
You know what? You are the last of a great, great line. And, you know, I've always liked your work, and it's proud that I'm going to be, you know, enjoying your anniversary, man, you know?
Well, thank you, man. And I'm proud to have you with me, man, because, you know, we always get to hang out and stuff. But I was saying, hey, one year I got to bring the Temptations up there, man.
Hey, man, you know what? I'm bringing. If you remember the Temptations like they used to be, that's what you're going to get.
Well, you know, that's what we've been missing because, you know, sometimes you can see a Temptation show and they don't have it the way the Temptations used to do it.
Well, you know what, man? In my show the other night, we were out in so many different groups. And, you know, I talked to Otis about this. Sometimes we used to get really mad. But you know what? It's really an honor when people try to emulate your work.
Right.
You know, but it's just that the work we did, man, we worked so hard to make it as good as it is. We don't want it presented unless it's right.
Well, I can tell you one thing. You present it right, Dennis.
Well, you know what, man? It's hard work, you know. I remember when... You know, David, Eddie, and all the four of the guys are dead, you know, Melvin,
right.
David, Eddie, and Paul. And I remember it was putting this together, man. I said, look, I'll try to put a group together, but I want the group to, you know, I'm being honest. Can't nobody really come close to the original five.
That's right. That's right.
You know, so that was a great group. I don't even think we realized when we were making this music how good we really were because... Back then, we were hungry.
Mm-hmm.
Man, we worked all the time. You know what happens in a group? When you're struggling and you're just starting off, you do your best work you've ever done in your life because you're hungry, you work hard. Now, success is a great thing, but success can be your detriment, too.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the bigger you get, the less I don't feel like rehearsing today, you know. I got to go check on some money over here. And you know what happens, man, it's a beautiful thing when you're first starting off and you're hungry and you work hard. And I remember we used to go on them shows and we thought we was good. And then I remember a young lady by the name of Miss Gladys Knight would come on with them fifths and they would sound so good, they would send you back to the rehearsal hall.
Because they came out and killed it.
Oh, my God. Them piffs, first time we were, they opened up our tour, you know. I mean, we thought we were Temptations, man. We could out-dance everybody, out-sing everybody. I sit out there and listen to the piffs. They were jumping up in the air and spinning and coming back down on the one. I said, you know what? We got to go to rehearsal.
Hello.
But you know what? Rehearsal and practice is what makes you what you are.
Well, hey, you had pops with you, man. Charlie Atkins, maybe. So, I mean, he kept you guys lined up.
Charlie Atkins, man, and Lon Fontaine. Don't forget him.
That's right, Fontaine, yep.
Those were two of the greatest choreographers. And you know what? They had to really sell us on it at first because, you know, a lot of groups in our era came out singing. And, you know, Charlie is the one that he said, but, man, if you guys want to take yourself above the phrase, she said, you have to make your show a visual show. And so we're like, what are you talking about, man? He said, well, you got to dance and choreograph your show and make it look like a whole a performance, a whole stage show when you're singing.
Instead of just singing.
And just singing. And you know what? That was one of our trademarks, man. You know, our choreography. When you say sunshine, we raise our hands in the air. And thanks to people like Charlie Atkins and Lon Fontaine, you know, it made us as great as we were, man.
Well, hey, man, we want to thank them guys because the legacy of the Temptations is still living. You're bringing it to the Hershey Lodge on November the 19th for my 34th anniversary at the Big 10th Classic R&B Weekend.
Everybody, you've got to come see this show. But you know what? I'm a bigger fan than you are, man. I can't wait to see Solo and Harold Melvin and Enchantment, Alexander O'Neill. Oh my God, the Floaters.
Yeah.
We actually ran into the boy with the Floaters. He lives in Tucson now.
Yeah, Larry Cunningham.
Yeah, we did a show there. He came to the show and he said, "Man, I'm gonna be with you guys in Hershey." I said, "Wow, you know, because I love them too." Hey, man, it's gonna be a great evening, man. And like I said. You just keep going on, man, because we need more jobs like you.
Well, thank you, D. Thank you, man. And you know what? I want to give you a compliment, man, because we was talking about how you keep it in the Temptations tradition. And those of you who tuned in late right now, on the love line with me right now is the living legend, the member of the Temptations, Mr. Dennis Edwards. He is here. He is on the love line with us right now. But, Dennis, one of the most beautiful part of the show that you bring to us that I like is that you don't just take it back to the vocals, you don't just take it back to the choreography, you even take it back to the outfits on stage, man.
Well, you know what, man? Our trademark, we were clean, we danced good, we were gentlemen. I even tell my guys, you know, they even taught us how to act going through airports. You know, there was a lot of, you know, you can always be a big star, but to be a big star all the time, be a big star when you travel on in the airport, when you meet people, act like, you know, you got some sense. You dress good when you come to the show. You make sure you have them sharp outfits when you're at the show. You're a gentleman there. You know, and we never say four-letter words, man. It's a classy show.
That's right.
It's going to be a great evening, man. I'm just looking forward to it.
Well, we're looking forward to see you guys come on up there. A lot of people say, hey, listen, Maurice, is he going to come up and just do one or two songs, man?
No, we're going to do most of our songs, man. We can't do them all because I would be up there all night. but you know what? All the songs that were famous, man, like the My Girl, Just My Imagination, Ain't Too Proud to Pay, 5'9", Taking Next to You, Ball of Confusion, all of those, you're going to hear all of those.
Oh, my goodness. You heard it right from Dennis Edwards' mouth, y'all. That's him, the living legend, on the love line. He's on his way to my 34th anniversary celebration at the 10th Annual Classic R&B Weekend at the Hershey Lodge in Hershey, Pennsylvania. And I already told him, D, it's going to be an evening of comedy shows, of parties all weekend long. We got breakfast. And the good thing about this is all the artists get to mingle with the fans the entire weekend. I mean, remember the last time? I don't think any of them remember last time they sat down and had breakfast next to an artist. We get to do that at the Classic R&B Weekend, baby.
Well, you know what? the people, a lot of artists, you know, they don't like dealing with people, but people make us.
Hmm.
You know, and if you don't deal with them, they don't deal with you.
Hello.
So you know what? I've been in this business a long time, man, and it's thanks to my fans. My fans, are, you know, I got fans, man, that tell me they've been following me for all of my whole career. So if they've been doing me that long, they got to be older than me. So that means I really, really love them. You know, it's going to be a great evening, man.
Well, we have a video chat room that's up over here on my right, and they all are in there typing, hello, Dennis, hello, Dennis. So it's too many names, so why don't you just do a special hello to all the fans in the chat room?
Hey, look, I just want to tell all the fans in the chat room, remember one thing. Don't look any further.
Uh-oh. Take it easy, Dennis.
All right, bye-bye.
That's my man. Dennis, that was the Temptations, y'all. He's on his way to the classic R&B weekend. Will you be there?